it got to a point where, like, I was 19 and I got kicked out of my house because I was, like, bringing over six dudes a night. Like, it just was never enough. Enough was never enough. So, yeah.
What?
Wait. six dudes a night?
For, like, a consecutive week. Yeah. Yeah.
So six times 30? Wait.
Around there, yeah.
And how were you meeting these guys?
Usually dating apps. I have like a hard time approaching men. I usually just wait until they approach me.
So like, would you slot them in like 7 p.m., 8 p.m., yeah. 9 p.m., 10 p.m.?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And then I would even, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'd say I would even like have like my backup guys to where it was like, if this guy didn't come tonight, then I would invite this guy. And then if he did come, if the first guy did come, then I'd tell the other guy, oh, I'm busy. Like I can't, you know, make it or whatever.
What are some of the dangers of sleeping around, being promiscuous for both women and men? I was talking to this guy I met on Tinder, having the best conversations while we sipped on our boba. But when he found out that my body count was close to triple digits, the conversation got quiet. He ghosted me after and blocked my Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. Do all guys really care that much? Maybe I should start telling my dates that I'm a virgin instead. Ooh boy, we're gonna have some chameleons in the future. Careful! I will give it to her though, she has a nice little butt. While she's wearing lingerie on the beach. And we're going to start with a little Prince quiz. So, what do you guys think? And this can be specifically for men or specifically for women or both. Does sleeping around mess with your brain? If you think so, how does it mess with your brain? What are some things that you think of about how this can affect your brain? Or if you say no, that's cool too. Let me know in the comments. I just thought this was such an interesting topic. And all credit, every piece of credit here goes to HK47. This was a comment he made on one of my latest videos. So we are going to break down what he said here, and I am saying this openly. I have not gone in and researched each of these facts he's about to say. I haven't like double checked or anything. It sounds real good. It sounds logical. It seems to make sense. If any of you guys have found studies to link to this, or if you found any contradictory evidence from what we're presenting here, please comment below and let us know here. But this is just, it made my brain, you know, think a little bit, and I appreciate that. So HK47, thank you. Commentary. One of the primary reasons it is so damaging to a female, and to a lesser extent a male, at having many sexual partners is that there are not only experiential issues that arise, but also biochemical ones. Women produce oxytocin with sex, which is known to have a pretty strong effect towards a female bonding with a male. This happens every time, at least until maybe she hits a burnout point. Despite the rhetoric that has been out there that women can sleep around like men do, what ends up happening is that woman, after multiple sexual experiences, has bonded on some level with a lot of men. She then craves that and begins to desire those attributes, good or bad, in the future men she chooses. So far, this sounds a lot like what I know and what I've observed as well. We've always talked about the sleeping around, like a lot of, if a woman sleeps around a lot, the pair bonding is going to be really tough, and that matters if you get married and you want it to stay together, because divorce will eat you up. So that was a big thing there. This right here, I have a question about the burnout point. I've heard different things. After she sleeps with three guys, you know, it's harder for her to pair bond. I've heard five men. I've heard after the first. I don't really know. I haven't seen something that is conclusive. But then we always talk about this is kind of hypergamy, the alpha widow and all that. Like, she's going to sleep with these guys and then she's going to crave having that type of man in her life, even if she can't get him to commit. So far, so good. The problem with this, of course, is that she will be inherently unsatisfied. Her current partner won't have Tom's chiseled jaw or Brad's long dong or yank her hair like Pablo did or have the baritone voice that made her quiver like Chris. She ends up looking for an amalgamation of men, meaning basically the mega Power Ranger, the perfect man, basically the best of all worlds man, amalgamation. Often cycling between trying to break out of doing that by finding a nice guy, only to be bored because she craves the anxiety and excitement, only to then ruin that and fall back in with the men who use her, which fuels her victim complex, and she seeks yet another nice guy to fix her. Yep, this explains right now the cycle of, you know, the broken heart cycle, where the women are chasing the top men. Those top men don't want to commit to her, and they're able to just kind of string her along, manipulate her, play games. So she gets upset thinking all men play games and no men are, you know, serious and want to settle down. And that mentality she takes out on the nice guy who had no part of that other cycle, but blah, blah, blah. We all know, broken heart cycle. We talk about that quite a bit. Those who encourage this behavior in women knew exactly what they were doing, and they knew exactly how damaging it would be. They did so not out of some misguided ignorance, but with the deliberate and socio-psychopathic intent to break the bonds between the sexes for their own gains. Yes, this is where we could get into conspiracy land. And this is where if everybody right now was logical, like just... And I mean everybody is in not the elite top 1% of the world or the people controlling it. If all of us average ants, just these little piddly ants looking around, if we would stop fighting between men and women and understand that the whole idea of right feminism is not women and men battling for women's rights. It was pushed by some evil people at the top that want to see us destroyed. But we can never get to that point, because if we could, both sides, men and women, would look at this logically and go, man, something's not working. And they wouldn't blame each other. They would blame the grasshoppers controlling the land, if you've ever seen A Bug's Life, that are basically just controlling how us little pawns do their work for them.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Anyway, good point there. I'm glad you bring this up because, right, the enemy is there's a common enemy. It's not women that are enemy. It's not men that are the enemy. It's the evil people at the very tip of the top. You know, there's a lot of rabbit holes you can go down, but men, on the other hand, have a very different experience with this. It does harm men when they sleep with a lot of women, but not in the way that most meatbags think. Men have a hormone called vasopressin, which is similar to oxytocin, except that it creates more of a possessive mate-guarding style of behavior. See, this is where I'm going to need some more fact checkers with me, guys, because... And again, that's my fault for not doing the research, but I'm excited to talk about this. And this is going to be the part where, you know, if you guys know something about this, let me know. Because I'm getting into territory that I'm not comfortable with, you know, like factually. So just putting that out there. It's what pushes men to be protective towards women, aside from the greater physical size and strength. This hormone doesn't negatively affect a man, particularly regardless of partner count, but what does is the observable reality of the females themselves. It's very possible, and indeed more normal than monogamy through human history, for a single man to have a harem of women he cared for and protected, and or were chattel, depending. In other words, once a man becomes highly successful with women, he starts to see what they really are, how they really think, how easy they are to manipulate, how he can keep them off balance and hooked. He grows cold, and while he may not be beating them, though some do, he certainly can't ever look at women the same way again. There's a saying that goes, you can understand women or you can love them. You can't do both. That's what is meant by this. And this is so true, guys. This is so true. And I have to be, I don't even know. I'll just be honest. I don't really know how to attack this subject theoretically, kind of, because on one hand, I do think it's important for men to have experience with women so that you do see, you can understand women and see what the reality is. But on the other hand, it doesn't do any good to create more players or whatnot in the world that just continually perpetuate this cycle. So, man, that's why it's tough. Dang it, the stupid marriage, family court, divorce laws. If I didn't find out about that, I was able to live in my little dream world where I could just help guys get better with women, help them understand how to game women, how to get the upper hand, how to get women interested in them. But dang it, I had to learn about family court and divorce laws and all of the injustice. And now it's like, what do you do? It's like you want to help guys. You want guys to be successful with women, but at the same time, you don't want them to be so successful that now they're married and then they can just go to get destroyed by the court system. Wow, we're in such a weird predicament. I don't know the way out, guys. I will always look for a solution. I just don't know the way out yet. I mean, laws need to change. That's really what happens. It needs to happen. While a woman seeks a man who has some patchwork blend of desirable things from the men she has been with before and gets inherently disappointed, the man often sees that all the women he's been with really are mostly the same and also has learned just how fickle and untrustworthy and gullible and dangerous they can be. Yeah, this is really important, because I will even say this. I remember a period, there was a period in my life that clicked, and I remember it was a few years after college, and I had been really starting to get really, really good with women, to the point where, honestly, if I matched with a girl on online dating, and it was a match, I already knew we were going to be able to hang out. I just knew it. I was going to get that done. And then I knew that when we hang out, I knew she was going to probably come over that night, and we were probably going to do some adult things. And I remember thinking this at that point. This was like, gosh, in 2000, let's just say like 2013 or something like that. I remember this going through my mind. Like, I remember going, man, I understand women, but like, and I could see these games going on, and it would just start to become, but to this point right here, it was still, though, at a point where I thought it was winnable, a winnable game, because I could get women to basically follow my lead however I wanted them to follow my lead. So in my mind, I was like, I don't want to get married, because I could start to see that a lot of women were starting to act the same way over time. And I was like, man, I want the freedom. I want to do what I, want to do. But I didn't know about the court system. So I remember thinking this, but now it's like I have, but before I had that thought in my mind where I was like, because I truly felt that I could get any woman to follow my lead. So I felt that I could make other guys the same way. But then I learned about the court system, because when you get trapped in that situation, there's no out. So she has all of the leverage behind it. Gosh, I know I'm rambling here, but it just, a lot of this stuff is just bringing up a lot. Anyway. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. Once the paper is crumbled up, it can't be perfect again. You cannot unsee what you have seen. Either way, this reckless behavior on the part of men and women has had catastrophic consequences within our society, just as it has through numerous societies in the past, when this style of behavior was allowed to flourish. When you do not restrain toxic behaviors exhibited by both sexes, you have just plotted your course for an inevitable destruction as a society. Well said. It's really well said, because I can sit here and I'd be a hypocrite. I feel like I'd be a hypocrite no matter which way I go with this, quite honestly, because if I told men to walk away, I'm not completely walking away. I mean, I'm walking away from marriage and living with a woman, but I still date around and have a lot of fun interacting with women. If I tell men to stop sleeping around, well, I'm being a hypocrite, because that's not what I'm doing. I am very attracted to women. I want to get that need met. But I can't, in my own right mind, get married to a woman and do it the right way, because I know the marriage laws and all that stuff. So I don't think that that's right. And I don't feel that that's a good way to basically just submit myself to the government. So I don't really know what to do, guys. I'm not really sure what to do. If I told all men to walk away, again, that might be beneficial in every man's individual life for them specifically, but then society crumbles. I don't know what to do, and we can't. The only thing to do is to tell women to figure it out. But now I'm just a misogynist. The patriarchy is telling women what to do. I don't know, guys. What do we do? It just really makes me think about this type of stuff, because I'm not really sure, because part of me goes back to this, and it's like, if you guys have seen The Matrix, where they go, you want to spit up the red pill sometimes. And I have no, there's zero desire in me to ever be a simp or a betamon. That, there's no desire in that. But, and I don't know how many guys watching this know what I'm saying, but I get treated so well by women. Like, the women I'm seeing, the women I'm dating, they treat me so well that it's part of me. I've had the experience before where I'm like, man, this girl's so good to me. I almost wish I could unknow what I know and give this a chance, basically. But like you said, you can understand women or you can love them. You can't do both. Once the paper is crumbled up, it can't be perfect again. You cannot unsee what you have seen. So I've had that thought so many times. And again, the reason why I can say that, and I can say I'm part of the problem, I openly admit that. I don't like it, but I am. Is that now I'm also, these girls that I'm seeing, and that I'm like basically telling them these days, I'm like, hey, I just think the marriage laws are a joke. And I tell women that now, and women even like sympathize with it now. Like, they're like, wow, you're right. And they like look into it and all that stuff. Some of these women I'm talking about. But if I'm never going to commit to them, then eventually they have to move on. And then what happens again is they have the same thing that's happened. They get these little, they go for a nice guy, and he just doesn't know the game as well. He doesn't know how to keep her on her toes. He doesn't know how to stand his ground. And so she gets bored. So all of this, guys, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. Do you guys? Like, what do we do? What do you teach? What would you do? What would you tell men in situations like this? Don't forget, subscribe. Like, comment, share the video, definitely subscribe.